This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Yeah. I mean, it's that kind of tune, that kind of music just makes me, if you play that at warm-ups or whatever, anything like that, and then the fact that the Cowboys are playing Slipknot, is it yesterday? That means they're probably never going to lose again. Cody Tucker joining us now, our Wyoming Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. And Cody, that's all I can think about right now, is the fact that I've never heard Slipknot at anyone else's practice. And I've been to a few of them over the years. That inject that into my veins, bro.
Well, of course they're playing it when we're not there, knowing how much I love that music. But I was told last night that was Jay Sawbell's selection.
Really?
Yeah, most people blame it on Eric Donoval, the strength and conditioning coach. He's a big old muscle-bound tattooed dude, and he loves metal and love hanging out outside the locker room because he plays filthy, vicious metal that I love so much. So, I was actually shocked to hear that was a Jay selection.
So Jay Sawbell, is he a metalhead then? Is he a rocker, Cody?
He said he's not a metalhead, but he loves that song Duality, and he does like some metal, but he said he draws the line at everything I listen to.
Well, yeah, you're pretty you and I our music tastes kind of connect, but you're a little more extreme than I am.
Man, I just get more extreme the older I get, too. It's weird. I was told I was going to grow out of this phase, but this phase has lasted into my 40s, so I think it might be here to stay.
Yeah, well, you know what? You gotta stick with what you know, Cody. And what you know is these Wyoming Cowboys. Tell us a little bit of what you've kind of learned over the last week or so, Cody.
Well, I tell you, the last practice we were able to watch, Brady, the defense really flexed its muscles after a really pretty balanced, you know, which is kind of what a coach wants to see, right? A little bit of balance because you're obviously going against each other. And that's really what it was in the first practice. There were some good shots downfield. There were some good running plays, but there was also the defense stood up here and there. But the defense really took over in the second practice we were able to watch. And, you know, Aaron Bowles been there. The defense, despite returning only two starters on paper, they had a lot of guys who cycled in and out of the rotation last year, a lot of veteran experience over there. And Sawbell has said since Vegas, basically, he expects this to be his best defense since he arrived here, which is really a rather large statement. But they really flexed their muscles the other day in the secondary, really shut down the passing game. And they're starting to make some plays back there. Interceptions, turnovers in general have not been a thing the last couple of years, and picked off a couple of passes the other day and just really shut things down downfield. However, Samuel Toad-Harris, man, he just continues to impress. He's over 200 pounds now. He did break a couple of runs that, you know, if that was a real game and they were fully padded, he probably is still likely gone. Markell Holman, another 1,000-yard back they got from Western Illinois last year, he broke one. Nico Hamilton broke one. So they were running the ball pretty effectively. But, you know, obviously it's kind of hard when they're in shoulder pads or when they're in spiders and shorts to really see what it's like. But, man, you can see some bursts from Toad-Harris, and he's a really special back.
I mean, it kind of just sounds like listening to you, Cody. Obviously, this defense is going to be crazy. And I want to ask you more about the turnover thing, too, creating turnovers. But then running the football, I mean, are we going to just get right back to what Craig Bohl intended all along? You know, just a nasty defense, and we are going to run the ball down your throat?
I think to a degree, yes, but also, you know, they want to get back to that identity. But now you have a quarterback who's also a threat to run the ball, and he can hit a home run at any time as well, and that is something they have not had. You know, Evan Sabota could run a little bit, but he was obviously a big lumbering guy. And, you know, Tyler Hughes is quick, elusive. He's one of the fastest guys on this roster, him and Toad-Harris. And those are the two guys that are going to have the ball in their hands more than anybody. So it's all about mismatches. It's all about getting, you know, using the entire length and width of the field. And I think they're going to spread it out a lot more. But it's also, yeah, they are going to get back to running. Christian Taylor, the new offensive coordinator, said, you know, we want people in the stadium, let alone the opponent, to feel us. So that is very much going to be still a part of the identity of Wyoming football. And that's something, you know, if you think about it, Brady, they haven't had a 1,000-yard back in a few years, and that is not Wyoming football. So need to get back to that. They have two experienced tackles in Braylon Jenkins and Rex Johnson. Got a couple of guys in the portal, spent the money in the portal to get some interior guys. So, yeah, I think you're going to get back to that. But as always, man, you know how it goes. You cannot compete for a Mountain West championship, and you cannot win in this league if you cannot throw the football. And I think that's going to be the difference this year.
That was always kind of a thing too with Craig Bohl. Like they would kind of dominate for a while, and you'd get about 75% of the way through the season, and Wyoming would be right there in the mix. Yep. And then as that back half of the season hit us, that's when, okay, we're going to shut down this run. Defenses are really going to focus on that, being able to throw the ball. That's always been that thing. And when, you know, with Jay Salvell, you and I talked about this a lot, was let's get more of what that first portion of the season looks like, but then be able to throw that ball when we need to as the season runs its course.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you say back half of the season, you might as well just shorten that to Boise State. And that is where Wyoming could never get past Boise State. They could never throw when they needed to. And they played Boise State closer than anyone in this conference. They just never seemed to be able to seal the deal. Josh Allen's the only one who ever got them, and that's because he made some unbelievably clutch throws at the end of that game back in 2016. But, you know, once again, there we are talking about 2016. It's 2026, and Boise State was the real bugaboo for this program for sure. But you're right. Once you get down to the end and the better teams and the must-win games, that's when they're putting nine guys in the box and good luck. And Cowboys were able to run all over Boise State one of the last times they played them in Laramie, but they just couldn't. They could not make the pass when they needed to. And that's something that's got to change. And Tyler Hughes has been on target, no doubt. The defense did flex its muscles the other day. The secondary was really good. They picked off a couple of passes, picked him off once, picked Mason Drew off once, but you kind of expect that a little back and forth, and Aaron Bowles guys have been there, done that, and Christian Taylor's still implementing his offense and they're still installing. So, you know, you can't put too much weight into it, but there's been positives on both sides of the ball, no doubt about it.
So we're talking a lot about Tyler Hughes, and, you know, I'm expecting, you know, between kind of what I went to CSU today, and I'm seeing their two quarterbacks that are battling it out, they can move pretty well. So for me as a fan, like, that's my favorite kind of quarterback play, is watching a guy that constantly has that threat to run. So obviously setting up to be must-see television. But as far as the guys he's throwing the ball to, Cody, tell me a little bit about, you know, the wide receiver core, the tight ends in this room, potentially throwing the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, they're the top four wide receivers from last year, including tight end Jean-Michel Guillenborg, are all gone. So they really need guys like Jackson Holman to step up. Eric Richardson's had a big camp. Charlie Conan. They need dudes like that. Bryson Brantley, who's always seems to be the darling of the offseason, and then during the season, nothing happens. So they've got to get those guys to step up, because in the portal, really, they went out and got Justin Popovich from a place called Lock Haven. Good luck finding wherever that is. I believe it's in Pennsylvania. He's an Ed McCaffrey type, you know, same body build, white dude. His jersey's all dirty, and, you know, he's all beat up and bruised all to hell and just takes beatings over the middle and gets right back up, cracks his neck, and off we go. But, you know, did they do enough there? And they're really banking on some guys making some strides this year, including a guy like Dion DeBlanc, Keelan Washam, a guy who was kind of tearing it up last year on scout team, but had some, you know, school things and some off the field things that kind of prevented him from getting on the field. And they need those guys this year to step up in a big way. But really, the thing Wyoming fans have been begging for years is tight end play. And they wanted to go to Jean-Michel Guillenborg. He just wasn't available. He was always injured, and once again, just tore his ACL with the Kansas City Chiefs and will miss this year as well. But, you know, he just was never available. And some guys are just snake bit like that. And, you know, Evan Sobota was a solid tight end last year, but obviously still learning the position. He's in camp right now with the Los Angeles Chargers. So they have a guy in Jake Wilson who had a freak cyst thing behind his knee last year that pretty much forced him to the sidelines for the entire year. He is a guy who just, if you look at my website right now, there's a picture of him on a story I posted yesterday. He is an absolute beast of a man. He's super athletic. He's really, really good. They're really expecting a lot out of him. And a guy you know, a young guy who could be finding his way in the lineup a little bit this year is Landon Pace, son of NFL Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. Big kid, really talented in practice. You just see him, he's always seems to be open downfield, and he's a big motoring dude. So they really need guys like that. Kyle Frent, he's another big, strong guy they got last year who ended up being forced into duty because of J. Mike's injuries, and he was playing as early as CU last year in Boulder. And, you know, he got a lot of valuable time last year as a freshman, and I think they're really excited about that group, but they're mostly excited about the fact they have a quarterback who can not only get out of trouble, he can run, and he can, you know, create some plays with his feet in the passing game as well. Not, you know, there's no more sitting duck back there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited to see, a guy that can buy some time. As you said, like you listed off a bunch of receivers, a bunch of tight ends there. Any one of those guys could potentially be a featured guy, maybe any given kind of Saturday type of deal. But having a quarterback that can extend plays and give those guys time, because they're not going to be perfect right off the bat, especially when this is a team that's definitely more defensive-oriented, trying to put that focus here on the offensive side. So that's what makes me excited about this team. You're getting me pumped up about this Cowboys team.
Well, something that's really underrated too, last year, Sam Harris, of course, he was so advanced beyond his years last year, people seem to forget he was a freshman, and he caught 16 balls out of the backfield for almost 200 yards, and he had a 52-yarder against CU that was really impressive. I mean, that is a major threat out of the backfield too that Wyoming hasn't had in a while, so you can't sleep on that one either. They are going to find a way to get the ball in Sam Harris's hands as much as humanly possible this year. I mean, the kid is just, he's possessed. You watch all throughout the offseason, you see him doing like the Jerry Rice running hills and stuff in Texas where he's from in San Antonio. And just, he's a workhorse, man. And he actually happens to be my neighbor now in Laramie, and his car is never here. So he is always at the facility, and he's got a badass car, by the way, which is well earned. So college is so much different than when I went there.
Yeah, we were just happy to have a car, man. And
I know. I still have a beater.
Cody, what do you make of this? Again, you're telling me all this stuff potentially about what offensively this Cowboys team can look like. It's out of CSU today, and again, I'm out there for 35 minutes. I'm not going to pretend to tell you much, but I'm just getting this sense that both teams really putting an emphasis on mobile quarterbacks, moving quickly, maybe a lot of misdirection, read option stuff. We might be, and I know Wyoming's defense is really good. I couldn't tell you a thing about CSU's at this stage.
Yeah.
We might be in for more of an exciting both sides, you know, finding ways to the end zone kind of thing. Although it's hard to say with how good I think the Cowboys defense is going to be.
Yeah, man. I just think if anybody tells you they have a clue what's going to happen,
right.
I just think they're absolutely full of it. I don't know what to expect, and I don't know that either one of these coaching staffs really know what to expect. I think this isn't going to be your same old Cowboys. This is not going to be the same old offense that's easier to prepare for. And you know they're going to play solid defense, but I don't know. I mean, is it going to look like UConn? I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of either one of these, but I do know they do have some mobile quarterbacks and, you know, some guys that can play back there. I've seen some videos of the kid in the Oklahoma State transfer, and he's fast. Saw the little bit of the other Curry kid last year. He played pretty well actually in Laramie. So, I just don't know. I don't know. And I think when we get down to it, it's going to, you know, people making spreads a month out and stuff. Good luck, man. I have no idea where that even happens. I'm glad I don't have that job.
Yeah, I honestly just looked right before our chat here, Cody, to see what it was, if anybody had it up yet. I haven't seen it yet, but who knows? I'm still going back and forth with my the first week's going to just be, you know, I cover my eyes and Michael back there spins a wheel and I just select, and that's how I'm going to make my picks the first week.
Yeah, well, I know last, and now they can talk about it openly, but Jay Sobel talks about last year only scoring 10 points and beating Akron 10-0 on the road. He knew, now he says, he knew that there was trouble on the horizon. And like the geniuses we are, I sat here and probably said on your show, oh, you know, it was just week one. They still put up almost 500 yards of total offense. They just, you know, they had the week one stuff. They'll be just fine. And he knew. He said he knew they were in big trouble offensively, and boy, was he right. Looking at red zone numbers right now, it's hard to believe. Something that really tells you all you need to know, Brady, about Wyoming football in 2025. They were number two in the country in red zone defense, right behind Ohio State, 130th in the country in red zone offense.
Wow.
And that was that, man. They took two shutouts.
I mean, how many times do we say, like, if they could just have an ounce of offense, that record would be entirely different?
Oh, totally. And it's as much of a train wreck as fans feel like it has been around here. And, you know, they have a gripe, no doubt. They've been a handful of plays away from being a bowl-eligible team the last 2 years, which, considering the quarterback play and the overall offensive play, that's pretty amazing.
Cody, great stuff from you, as usual, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks, Brady. Have a good week.
You too, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, 1152 the time. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. We'll get into some Rockies talk with Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. Man, the train just keeps rolling. Keeps rolling. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.